Hi, everyone. It's Michelle Howe, and today is day two of the Empath Challenge. Today, I want to talk to you a little bit about the day is going to be focused on balance. What exactly does balance mean, and how do we incorporate that vibration, that feeling, that way of being into our day? What does it mean to be in balance? You know, there's a lot of things out there written about balance and looking at the whole picture of everything that you are and putting your life in balance. For me, balance has a different meaning. Balance means that I'm not up, down, exhausted, happy, sad. It means that I can look at life and I can see the crazy around me and I'm not moving with it. I'm not struggling with it. It's there. It is what it is. I'm okay with imbalance around me. I'm okay looking at people that may not live the most humble of lives or may have an agenda on their mind, or they may be running around with crazy, chaotic drama in their life. That is how most people choose to live. Let's be frank. And there are times, and there have been times, and there probably will be times in the future where I have moments. We have moments. We are in a very fast-paced life. There are a lot of things happening around us, and there are a lot of expectations, frankly, not just of what we have of ourselves, but what other people have of us. So in order to balance our lives, we really need to look at how are we looking at the world? How are we functioning in the world? What role do we play when we have children in our lives? How much are we trying to fix, take care of? You know, when is it appropriate for us to act? When is it appropriate for us to watch and observe and trust? How do we respond to people in our lives that have expectations of us? So really, this word of balance to me is about knowing what it feels like to be in balance, tuning into that energy. And I want to give you this example to get you started. And it really deals with a beautiful day, a pond, blue skies, sun. The pond does not have any waves in it. It is just there. It's just there. It's able to, you know, all the birds are chirping up above, the animals are scurrying on the land, but the pond is calm. And if you can tune into the vibration of that pond and not let the stuff on the outside affect you, you can be that water, you can be that calm. Now, I have seen, I gave this example in a meetup that I had recently, and one of the ladies, she used it. She interpreted it her way. And what she did was she said, "Michelle, I know what's happening in my life up above the pond, and it's crazy. What I do is I go down deeper into that pond where it's nice and calm, and I don't see the ruckus that's going on above me. I don't get involved with what's up there. So I want you to find your calm, your balance, and not, you know, for me, it's a vibration. When I say I'm balanced, every part of me changes. And that is the beauty of being an empath. In case none of you knew this, or some of you knew this, or maybe you didn't know this, we really can shift that easily when we connect the dots to something that's in our memory. You know, I am love. I love you. All words have a vibration. We connect with vibration. Vibration is within sound. It's within feeling. It's within words. It's within, it's actually such a feeling that you really can't put words to it. So if I gave you the example of the pond, you really could tune into that and see what that vibration's about. Now, another approach to this would be, when have I been in balance, or where does it happen that I feel balanced? Or was there a time in my life when I felt balanced? So I want you to revisit those memories or use the pond as an example, but I want you to tune into the vibration of balance. And that balance is your goal. Your goal, all right? So that is your homework for today, day two. Your challenge is to tune into the vibration of balance. Put that into your memory, associate it with something that is relevant to you in your life. And when you start your day, when you go throughout your day, your goal is to tune into that vibration and be that vibration, all right? Let me know how this works for you, all right? On that note, I will let you guys go and enjoy your days, okay? Take care.